welcome to Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds from Gabriel Consulting, and Henry Newman from Instrumental. Now let's get to the show.
Hey, it's Radio Free HPC, and we are all fresh back from SC12 in lovely Salt Lake City. We've got Rich here and Henry. Say hi, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Good trip, guys?
Great trip. Great seeing both of you guys and everybody else, all our old friends.
Yeah, it's always good to see the old folks from all the old days with new badges.
And some folks from the new days. I met some new folks there, and I know we were all busy doing our various things. We did see each other a few times, including one memorable dinner with Henry that Rich wasn't there for, but it's okay, Rich. Don't beat yourself up too bad about that.
Especially since I bought Rich.
Oh, you were buying? Yeah, and I missed that.
Yeah, so. That worked for me.
Okay. I'll do Perkins some other time.
Yeah, Applebee's was good. The Applebee's in Salt Lake City was good.
Speaking of Applebee's, Rich, one of the vendors I didn't notice at SC12 was Apple. Where were they?
Yeah, where is Apple?
They haven't been there for years. They're not in the server business anymore.
Just wondering, Rich.
Just wondering.
Okay. Boy, sad. Because.
But everywhere you looked, you would have seen Apple laptops. If you were looking for such a thing.
I would love the articles that I would write in the Register about supercomputing or something like that. It hasn't happened so much lately, but you used to always get somebody chiming in saying, well, sure, that's fast, but, you know, Apple could do that too. No question about it. Apple has that technology. In fact, they invented it. So they
Dan,
do this.
let's get to the topics.
Okay, let's drive on.
Okay.
Well, first thing, let's talk a little bit about industry consolidation. One of the big pieces of news that hit, actually, as I was driving down from Portland, was that Cray is buying Apro. And we've seen some other pieces of consolidation along the lines, too, with Intel picking up smaller players, IBM buying Platform, and others. So what do we think about that deal in specific and the trend in general? Rich?
Well, you know, we've seen consolidation in this industry before, but there's been another number of things leading up to this. You know, Intel buying the QLogic InfiniBand crew and technology, the TruScale, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cray selling off its interconnect technology. This is kind of the nature of the beast. Some of the bigger fish swallow the smaller fish that are worthy, and I think we're going to see more and more of this.
Henry.
I think we're in a cycle from an economic point of view where there's going to be consolidation for a lot of different reasons. One, the economy's picking up a little bit. I don't know if you saw the latest on home prices and housing sales and things like that. Well, you know, this is just part of what happens as part of that cycle where there is consolidation. Look what, you know, all the companies got bought in 2002, 2003 time period after the dot-bomb ended and things started moving up. A lot of companies got bought. The question's going to be, you buy all these companies or buy a company, how do you integrate it? How do you make it successful? A good example would be Sun buying lots of different companies, lots of different technologies, and they were unsuccessful at integrating them into their mainstream.
Yeah, and look what happened to Sun.
And look what happened to Sun. So it was buying some of these companies if you were not successful at integrating them. HP announced some of their storage sales today. They're down 13%. Saw that on a storage newsletter. I mean, look who they bought and spent a lot of money for. You've got to be successful if you're going to put your money down for integration.
And speaking of HP, they're
the autonomy thing?
Yeah, they're taking a $9 billion charge, and I think that was a $10 billion deal.
Yeah,
so that's that's profound.
Yeah, and they're claiming autonomy was not disclosing their real financials, and they were led astray. Well,
possible.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Maybe it was just a dumb buy to begin with at any price. That's my conclusion.
Everything's a good buy at some price, but I think that was pretty aggressive number they put on that, but we will see, because that's something that's going to be, like everything else, a court case, and probably sure. at the end of the day, a Broadway show.
But, I mean, the question really is about any company buying any other company, what is the corporate culture? Can you take those products and integrate it? I mean, whether it's Dell buying Compellent, whether it's HP buying Autonomy, whether it's Cray buying Appro, whether it's Intel buying QLogic, what are you buying it for? Are you going to be successful in your integration? And how are you going to take that feature functions that you're buying, whether it's hardware or software, and make it your own and make money out of it?
Exactly. And that's the code that everybody's trying to break. And there have been some good examples of that, and I think one that's going to emerge to be a pretty solid example of it is IBM's buy of Platform. I mean, that's barely a year old, and from what I'm seeing, they're infusing Platform into every product pitch they have in HPC and moving it off into enterprise, too.
But product pitches and...
No, but backing that up with real integration, too, by
all
the
right.
way.
I didn't hear
not,
about
not just pitches, real integration.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, is that with Platform, I started talking to them off and on years ago. And being a guy that comes from enterprise and commercial and from server consolidation, virtualization, I'm looking at this stuff and saying, God, this is great. Enterprise could use the hell out of what you guys are doing. This is fantastic. You need to extend there. And they're saying, oh, yeah, we know. And they've tried to do it, but they couldn't really get that done. IBM mm-hmm. can.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's a good example, Dan, but I think the next player that we're going to see swallowed up is AMD. I think they pretty much put themselves up for sale this past week, from what I understand. Did you see that announcement?
They've hired investment bank, yeah.
Yeah, or at least to sell off IP and figure out how they can survive.
Well, but survive as what? They're clearly not in a position to survive as an x86 alternative to what Intel's developed. But what are they going to survive as? I mean, what do you think, Dan?
They can survive as the lower drawer, the poor man's Intel chip. You can eke out a living doing that. They've got, I believe that they're pretty much grandfathered in. So they'll have that, but you can't be in that business and have any sort of what you'd hope would be a reasonable margin. That's going to be an extremely low margin business, and you're going to have to rely on being, well, cheap.
What are they going to become another ARM? Are they going to become another ARM company?
I think they're going to go down that road, or at least explore it. They already have. They've announced that they're exploring it. We'll see what happens, but there's going to be a hell of a lot of competition there from bigger players.
Sure.
And the question is, do they have enough money and enough talent to reinvent themselves?
I don't
you
know.
Notice that question's just hanging there.
Well, and you know, it's the obvious question.
What do you think, Rich?
Well, they do have a solid graphics business, okay? They continually leapfrog NVIDIA and vice versa, right? They're very competitive
that space. At a point when desktop graphics is becoming less and less important.
Well, absolutely, and the PC market itself is shrinking, right? It's all going to tablets and such. So it's to be a leader in a shrinking market.
And they don't have a back-end server play like NVIDIA has done with Kepler. Because
they did announce some server graphics this past week, but
those are graphics for the server, not necessarily for. I mean, what NVIDIA is doing with Kepler is making it possible to virtualize the graphics card and to send all those pretty images out to all of the lightweight devices that are out there. And I think that's the key.
Definitely, they're a challenge company. They've got, there's still a lot of Opteron out there. In fact, Cray is still selling the XK7 with Opteron. But I don't know what happens after that, right? The new Cascade came out, and it's only Intel at this point, but they say they will have an Opteron AMD offering eventually.
The 16-core chips that they have, that's interesting, and I think there's some niches where that will be a player, but I'm not so sure that AMD has the marketing wherewithal to attack those niches and make them pay off.
Yeah.
It's kind of a company that lost their mojo after doing the dual core Opteron.
Did they lose their mojo or did Intel leapfrog them and they couldn't catch up?
They woke Intel up and Intel turned the super tanker around and came directly at them, and they weren't quick enough and nimble enough to stay ahead.
Correct. I would say they had execution issues, Henry, after that, right? And exactly what Dan said.
It's too bad because at one point at their high water mark, they were 25% of the server business.
Yeah, and we need them to keep that space healthy. Lack of competitors for Intel is not good for anyone but Intel.
But would you argue that they're really a competitor today?
Certainly.
On price.
Well, I'm not saying they're hurting them, but they're still there.
They're still.
I would argue they're not a competitor, and I would argue that the competition, there will be a lull in competitors, and the competition we will see in the future will come from the West, and a very large country over there will become the competitor to Intel.
So
you're talking about Australia, right? You're talking about Australia, obviously.
China Inc.
Oh, China. Oh, yeah, okay, that's another one. Sure.
So, yeah, China could come out with some kind of Godson processor or something for pennies and challenge that x86 instruction set market.
Or is it ARM?
At the low end.
I would argue it's probably ARM.
I would argue it's MIPS-based.
You know, low power is certainly the one thing that all these would have in common, right? And that's where AMD has shined in the past, and Intel's had trouble delivering.
But it's the ecosystem that's going to prove it out.
And the Intel CEO resigned, so...
Well, he's going to retire.
You know, he couldn't pull a rabbit out of the hat or some kind of financials they wanted to see. I'm not sure.
Or he didn't take enough of the... handheld market in time.
I think he's sick of the battle. He could have stayed on. I don't think he was in trouble.
Why do you say that, Dan?
If you go back, he's actually delivered reasonable results.
Yeah.
I mean, the Intel of today on the numbers is stronger than the Intel back then. He pushed the ball forward. But they're entering into a period like we've been discussing in this podcast and others, where the landscape is considerably more challenging. And I think he figures it's time to turn it over to somebody else. I think he could have stayed. I don't think he's forced out.
Reading what I've read online today, it talks about the lack of Intel in the handheld market.
Sure.
And how certain things have missed. And that's the only real growth given PCs are going down. I'm not sure I agree after reading what I've read online today.
Yeah, and I haven't looked at much today. You know, and these things, the commentary comes out afterwards from what I've heard. Initially when it happened, it was his decision, came as a surprise to the board.
Well, we'll see.
We will see.
Yeah.
So, okay, getting out of this, is this consolidation, let me ask you guys just a simple question. Is the consolidation of the industry the best thing that could possibly happen or the worst event ever to hit the earth? And put it on a scale of 1 to, say, 35, with 35 being the best of all possible worlds, 1 being the worst of all possible worlds.
I'm going to say it's 70 because it's inevitable. It's going to happen. And you go around in circles, all the way around the circle, because, you know, it's sort of like, you know, politics. It's going to happen. I don't see how any industry doesn't have this cycle of consolidation and then expansion.
Sure. Rich?
Well, I'm going to give the Zen answer, Dan, and say everything is as it should be. This is natural evolution. Yep. And to call it good or bad is just a judgment call. And sure, it's bad if we lose our jobs or if we're affected by it. But this is just the natural way of things, and it's not going away.
I'd agree with that. I think that things are moving forward as they will.
Sure.
Okay, good. Well, we will talk again more about what we see at SC12 on the next webcast. Talk to you guys soon.
See ya.
Bye.
That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content, links, and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHPC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.